Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Ladies, if you're saving the planet, we want to hear from you. That means that you're peeing in the shower. Guys, we know you do it. We do it.
Can't wait to do it.
My son the other day said, "Dad, I'm going to take a shower." I go, "Okay." He turns on the water and then he leaves to go into his bathroom. I go, "Where are you going?" He goes, "I'm going to go pee." I said, "What do you mean you're going to go pee? Your bathroom is right there. There's the shower." He said, "You want me to pee in the shower?" I said, "Yeah, who pees out of the shower when you have the opportunity to pee in the shower?"
I got to tell you this.
Yeah.
Not only do I save the planet in the shower, mm-hmm. but sometimes I'll save the planet when I'm not showering.
You mean you'll get up and just go pee in the shower?
Yeah. Is that weird?
When it's not running.
Yeah, I run some water. Is that weird?
I think that might be a little bit strange.
Okay. All right, I don't do it then.
No, I'm not saying like you're abnormal, but I just that seems a little. I've never peed into the shower when I haven't been showering.
Is your toilet not working? Because I've done it when my toilet wasn't working.
No, everything's working just fine.
Oh,
I feel like I have more room.
Was there somebody sitting on the toilet?
Nobody. What?
That's not weird, Seth.
Thank you.
Have you ever taken a shower with your lady and peed on her?
Absolutely.
While you're in the shower?
That's no not doubt okay.
about it. Wow, you're going to wash it off?
Exactly. No. The water is cascading down on you. Yeah. I just made you warm for a little bit.
You didn't get stung by a jellyfish.
I told her that. I'm like, "It looks like you got stung by a jellyfish on your ankle." And she said no, and she couldn't even say no, I didn't, before I was whizzing on her leg.
Yep. That's awful.
It's okay.
I just didn't know women save the planet like that.
Me either, until Nikki told us that she's filthy and disgusting. And then, no, I'm just kidding. But when we did this topic on The Morning X way back in the day, we were overwhelmed by the number of women who called and said that they saved the planet. Ladies, do you save the planet? 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025.
Every little bit helps.
It does. And you know what? When you think about the number of the amount of water that you're wasting when you flush the toilet,
I feel guilty about how much water I'm wasting when I'm showering.
Me too, because I like to shower.
It's a waste, though.
It is. But, man, I tell you, I just love to shower. And then when you're shaving and the water's running, you brush your teeth, the water's running, we're using a lot of damn water.
We do.
Mathematics say that you should definitely pee while you're showering, pee in the shower, because, let's see, if you take away one and a half gallon flush across 319 million Americans every day, we could conserve 185 billion gallons of water a year.
Wow.
All you have to do to save the planet? Whiz in the shower.
While you're showering.
Or not. Jen, what's up? Do you save the planet?
Hi, Drew. Yeah, I save the planet every day.
Oh. Every single day?
Yeah, in the morning.
All right, so you get up, you shower, and then while you're in there, do you plan it? Or are you like, here we go, you know?
No, I don't plan it. Usually in the morning, I feel like I have to save the planet, and why not kill two birds with one stone while being in the shower?
Exactly. I've never understood why women would want to get up and get out of the shower to go pee when they could be saving the planet.
Yeah, and I just honestly don't know what is so weird about it, like why you wouldn't do that.
Well, we're here to take the stigma away, my dear. We are here to erase the stigma of peeing in the shower. You are just saving the planet, and thank you for doing so.
You're welcome. Thank you for saving the planet with me.
Well, I've never quite done it with you, but I would gladly do it
together.
Let's do it. Let's save the planet together.
What are they, just standing up like how we do it?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
A little half squat.
Is that what it is? That's dangerous in the shower.
I think it's, if I'm not mistaken, Smoke and Megan on Twitter. It's weird to pee in a non-taking shower. I'm sorry, weird.
Oh, Smoke and Megan thinks I'm weird. Okay.
You just like spread open your legs a wider stance.
Go on.
What, like you're a catcher or something?
I guess. I don't know. It's weird.
Show us. Yeah.
Yeah.
Seth, you be the cascading water.
Oh.
Like, okay, you know, you're showering down on her.
I don't have to waste my Fiji on her, do
no,
I?
No, no, you're just, you know,
you
you're just...
like, open your legs so your legs aren't touching.
I'm water.
That's
water.
It.
Aren't you peeing on the inside of your thigh like
water,
that?
Water.
No, I mean, sometimes that might happen,
I'm
but
water.
You wash it off.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay.
Can I be your loofah? 727-579-1025. Ashley, do you save the planet?
I definitely do. What's good, Drew?
What's good, Ashley?
I think what Kayla is talking about is
727-579-1025. Shh, don't say
it. Oh, she didn't hear?
I heard. And I'm pretty sure that's Ashley that came in and got your tush touched.
Mm-hmm.
Or her tush touched.
What did she say? I didn't hear what she said.
She called me Kayla.
What? I'll never let her on this radio program
my
again.
My name is not Kayla. My name's Nikki. We're two different people.
It was just a slip. She just
that's like, a big slip.
Yeah, we met each other before.
Yeah. But wow. She thought you were
Kayla left in October.
All right.
I'll never let her on the show again.
Drew's the one that hung up on her.
Because I can't stand for such a thing.
You can't say the K word on this show.
No.
Thank you.
I am on the front lines.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Kayla. 727-579-1025 and 8. Oh, what did I say? Danielle, what's up? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live. Do you save the planet?
I definitely do.
This is so great. You're helping save 185 billion gallons of water a year, which is no small matter, simply by whizzing in the shower. Now, have you ever told anyone else this before?
Absolutely. I tell my boyfriend all the time.
Oh.
All right. You tell him all the time. You'd think you'd only have to tell him once. What do you, every time you do it, like, I'm saving the planet, darling.
Exactly. I wear a cape and everything I get in there.
You're Captain Planet and the Planeteers in that, biatch.
No, I mean, whenever you got to go, you got to go. And I mean, if you're in the shower and it's convenient, why not?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, why would you ever get out of a perfectly good shower and go whiz someplace else?
It's perfectly okay for women to do that. I just didn't know they were heathens like us.
727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. Hey, Lily, do you save the planet?
Hi, Drew. Yes, I save the planet a lot.
Oh,
I'm so excited to talk to you guys.
I'm so excited to talk to you and hear your beautiful voice.
My English is not too good, but okay.
What, are you kidding me? Your English is great. Stop it. Your English is awesome.
Listen, I just kind of like, I just stand up in the shower and then just kind of go on my legs. And then I rinse them.
What nationality are you, sweetheart?
Cuba.
Tú eres de Cubana. Tú eres de Cubana.
Sí.
Sí,
Cubana.
Nikki used to be Cuban before she turned her back on it.
Yeah, she.
Not anymore.
Nikki renounces her Cuban heritage so much that she changed her name to Kayla. Now, have you ever told a boyfriend of yours or husband, novio, esposo, that you pee in the shower?
I pee on their feet.
I think she just said she pees on their feet.
Oh.
That's a Cuban thing.
Yeah, we like shower together and then I pee and then we rinse together.
Would you ever take a shower with Drew Garabo?
Yeah.
I would totally shower with you.
Really? Oh my God, I'm so excited. And also, when you are at the beach, you can pee and then you save the planet again.
Do you ever worry about the poor fish, though, who have to live in your pee?
No, because they pee too.
I guess they do.
What color is your loofah?
I don't have one. I just,
You just go hand?
I use my hands, yeah.
Lava con los manos?
Con las manos, yeah. Con las manos bien duro.
Bien duro. My God, she just her... Yeah.
You said I was gross for doing that weeks ago.
Tú tienes... Do you have hair down there?
I now, yes, a little bit.
Shave it. So, do you use shampoo for that, or do you just use regular soap?
I regular soap, like body soap.
Yeah.
But then sometimes, if I'm running out of soap, I use shampoo.
I could listen to you talk all day. What brand of shampoo do you use? Garnier Fructis?
Yes, or let me see. I'm a little nervous, so I'm sorry. Sometimes Clairol,
Clairol, sure.
Or I try to get a good one, but sometimes it's very expensive. So whatever I can find my hands on, I just put it on.
How long have you been in this country? I love your accent. It is wonderful.
I've been here for 10 years.
Okay. Don't tell me the answer to this question. We are going to try to we're going to try to guess your age. Don't tell us the answer, but we're going to try to guess how old you are. Seth, you go first since you came up with the great question.
Do we say it? We can say it? Or we write it down?
Yeah, we can say it. Just don't answer, young lady. Do not answer. Oh, no, let's write it down. I like the element of suspense. Sorry. Okay, Seth is going to write down first how old he thinks you are, cuántos años tiene. I'm going to write down two. Don't tell us yet, though. Let's see.
Oh, man, this is tough.
Okay. Yeah, this could go either way.
Let me hold la pluma. That's a pen.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Gracias por la pluma. Sure. I'm going to go. Okay. All right, Seth, let's see yours first. Ay, Dios mío. Quinceañera. Ella no tiene quinceañera.
What?
Quince.
It says.
Ella tiene quince años?
Is she laughing?
Yeah. No, she's not. She's not 15, dude.
Okay.
Soul brother Kevin?
35.
Oh, 36. Drew R. Garabo said that you are 31. 31. ¿Cuántos años tienes, chica?
36.
36, that's me, Kevin.
Almost went 36.
Well, thank you so much. Please call us again. I love your voice, and it's been wonderful speaking to you.
I win a shout.
I am so excited. Oh, I love you guys. I love you, Drew.
I love you.
Wait,
besos. Yes,
don't go. Do you know that you've won a shower with the whole Drew Garabo Live show?
Oh, felicitaciones. You have won a shower with the entire show, the Drew Garabo Live.
And we all pee together.
Yeah, I'll take the front.
She was all pee together. Just a delight.
Oh, what a treat it was to hear her voice.
I mean, Nikki, if you were Cuban, you could be like her.
Yeah, why don't you be more Cuban?
I mean, I'm not like her.
No, but because you're not Cuban. Be Cuban.
Even if I was, I would.
Because you took the, what is it? The enye.
Enye.
You removed your enye.
She's way more free-spirited than I ever could be. I'm envious of her.
Unshackle yourself.
You can laugh like her.
She's going to be one of those callers that we're never going to hear from again.
I know.
Like, never. She's just going to be like, well, I called them once. I loved it.
And she's never called before, and this is what it took to get her to call.
We knew the saving the planet thing would bring out greatness. Tiffany, you do not save the planet, and you think it's gross.
I do think it's gross. It smells nasty. Why would you want to do that when you're trying to clean yourself?
You smell nasty. Just because, like, you're just doing it down the drain and it's gone. Why would you get out of the shower? You're killing the planet.
No, that smell is just not worth.
I'll tell you, Tiffany, that I don't feel clean, like fully clean, unless I save the planet. Then I wash. Because then you're not fully clean, because after you take a shower, you always have to go.
Yeah.
So really, you're being dirty.
Ooh. Why does your...
I guess I see your point, but no, I just can't get over the... It's just too nasty. I couldn't do it.
Are you drinking enough water? Because if it smells bad, that means you're not doing something right. You need to hydrate a little bit more and cut down on the asparagus, too. All right?
Yeah, maybe that's it. Okay.
All right. Thank you very much. Hello, who are you?
My name is Mike.
What's up, Mike?
I got a question for you.
Okay.
And I know that you may know the answer to this.
Okay.
It's two parts.
Good that you're asking.
Back in the day.
Yes.
Back in the day, maybe 86, 87, there was a David Lee Roth video.
Okay. That was the highlight and the heyday of my MTV watching in the late 1980s. Go on.
Okay. The one that happened in the convenience store.
Of course. Give me a bottle of anything and a glazed donut to go.
All right. Remember the black lady? If you were the last immigrant grocer on earth.
Honey, yep.
Okay. Is that the same lady that's in the current Allstate insurance commercial?
Never call my show again. 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. Never, ever call again. Kelsey, what's up? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live.
All right. So I totally saved the planet.
Good.
And I also had a roommate that taught me this very interesting, very eco-friendly.
Go on.
He said, if it's yellow, let it mellow. If it's brown, flush it down.
Gross. We've all heard that before.
Yeah.
Your roommate didn't turn you on to anything new.
I know, but if you want to go the extra step, you're saving more gallons.
You should not let anything mellow.
Yeah, So you just let it mellow in the toilet bowl?
You can.
But do you?
Now that I live with other people, I do not.
Good.
She used to do it all the time.
Oh, no.
You know what you do? You just rub her head in it. She'll never do it again. But do not let anything mellow. Do it in the shower and save the planet. Damn it. There's your little rhyme, okay?
Thanks.
Thank
Appreciate
you. That's gross.
You just potty shamed her.
Can't let it mellow, and then somebody comes over to your house and you're not suspecting. And
Well, I think they're talking about in a situation where maybe you're getting up during the night.
Oh, yeah. I don't flush if I get up during the night because I don't want
to
wake anybody
up.
Okay. All right. Good.
What do you mean? Well, how loud is your toilet?
I mean, it flushes pretty loudly.
It can wake you up.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. Like, you know,
That's a nice, convenient excuse.
You think I just like to let my pee simmer overnight?
Yeah, I think you like to take a good look at it in the morning.
Ugh. Mathematics say you should pee while showering. You're saving 1.5 gallon flush across 319 million Americans every day. That could conserve 185 billion gallons of water a year. Diane, do you save the planet? Diane?
Hello.
Hi, Diane.
Yes, I do.
Good. When did you start saving the planet?
I can't even remember. It's been so long. It's just a no-brainer for me.
There you go. Let's say you're showering with a gentleman friend. Do you do it in there with him, or do you wait?
We don't care. I don't like to shower with other people, but occasionally if I do, I don't care if he pees or I pee.
Okay. I don't like showering with other people either, because someone's always outside the stream of the water, and then it gets all cold, and you're like, ugh, what am I doing here?
Exactly.
Yeah, like you shower, I'll shower, and then we'll do what we got to do, unless you're banging. Yes, Seth?
You use a loofah or your hand?
I use, I have a special little thing for my face that I use. I also brush my teeth in the shower.
Okay, that's not that uncommon, I suppose. What is this special little thing that you use for your face?
It comes with a L'Oreal, L'Oreal facial cleanser. Is it hard to find? They're like a little rubbery thing.
Is it a brush that vibrates and goes in circles?
No, it's just for your face. It's like a rubbery with little. It's hard to explain. It only comes with L'Oreal's like a facial wash.
Oh, all right.
They're very hard to find.
What about the rest of your body? How do you get that clean?
Loofah.
All right.
There you go. Now we're talking. Thank you very much, young lady. 727-579-1025.
I want another hand washer on the phone.
Jackie, what's up? We'll never get another call like that Cubana lady. She was awesome. Hi, Jackie.
I don't know how I'm supposed to live up to the Cubana lady.
There is no living up to the Cubana lady. She stands on her own.
I just want to say hi, FB Bay, and hello, Bay Garabo, and not Bay Seth.
Seth doesn't want to be Bay Seth.
Please don't reference me again.
I totally saved the planet. I've been shamed for saving the planet.
Shamed? Who tried to shame me for trying to save the planet?
My friends.
What? Wait, how do they know that you pee in the shower?
Well, it came up in conversation once, just like it did on your show.
And what, they told you that you're gross for doing so?
Exactly.
That's not right.
How many of them? How many friends said it was gross?
Like 4 or 5 of them. I also hand loofah, not base F.
Hand loofah.
That's so great.
So, I mean, you tell them that you're very, very ecologically sound now, though, and they shouldn't be shaming you for trying to save the planet.
Of course.
All right, good. Well, it's nice to hear from you, and thank you, Jackie.
Have a good one, Bay Garabo.
Love that Bay Garabo.
She hand loofahs and saves the planet.
Yeah.
What a woman.
Hello, here we go again. This is the Drew Garabo Live Hidden Track of the Day. Don't tell any of your stupid friends. Shh.
Here is Seth's exclusive sit-down interview with Selena Gomez.
Is it okay for a guy to compliment a girl's shoes without it getting creepy at all? Because I just want to say, like, I really like your shoes.
Really?
Yeah.
No, it actually is not.
Okay, good, yes. I mean, okay, so I had to put that right out there to start the interview and hopefully in not a strange
Thank
fashion.
You. No, I love it. Thank you.
Now, you're doing a listening party. Do you ever get nervous when you're about to play your new music for all these people?
Yes. Unfortunately, my team is having me do a couple of other things, so I won't get to see their expressions.
Oh, really?
When I hear the music. But I love what I every song that I put on the record, and I hope they enjoy it as much as I did.
I've had this asked you a few times. You were number 2 on Maxim's Hot 100. Does that mean anything to you?
It's obviously a compliment. It definitely is. I actually heard that in an interview, and I thought that was really sweet. But, I mean, I love what I do, and it's definitely not my main goal, but it was super sweet. I was super happy.
Does it ever freak you out when someone uses their picture on Twitter or Facebook as you.
No.
That doesn't freak you out at all. No. You encourage more people to do it?
I think it's the sweetest thing in the world. You know, I love it. I love my fans, and they're super supportive. So I don't think it's creepy at all.
Okay, well, I'm going to change mine as soon as we're done with this interview, just to you then. I hope that's okay. What kind of coffee do you drink to get going in the morning, if you drink coffee at all? Are you more of like an energy drink kind of girl?
It depends.
Okay.
It genuinely depends. If I wake up one day and I kind of feel like coffee, because I like frappuccinos.
Okay, I'm
cappuccinos.
Yes, so. That's what I'm into. Now, yeah. Now I'm trying to just drink straight. Like, my boss got me into drinking like straight espresso now.
Oh,
so
no,
I know it's gross, but I like the feeling. It just kind of gets me going.
I get it. I totally get it. I'm more of a lighter base kind
okay.
of girl.
That's how I started. You obviously have a lot of fans. Some would say they're crazy. I wouldn't do that at all. But what is the strangest place, the most unexpected place that your fans have showed up, like at your parents' house for Thanksgiving? You have a doctor's appointment. You have fans. There's anywhere that surprised you where you've had fans appear?
I had a little girl actually poke her head when I was using the bathroom in the restroom.
Oh, my God. And what did she say?
She was like 5 years old, and she was just kind of looking, and it was so cute. I didn't know what to do, so I kind of just said, hi.
Oh, that's awesome, I think.
It was actually really sweet. I didn't mind it, but it was actually very strange, and her mom was super sweet, and she's like, oh, sorry.
Now, is there anybody in the music industry that you're dying to meet that you haven't been able to yet?
I don't know. I mean, I got to meet Britney Spears, which was my everything, my inspiration. She was like the first CD I bought. She was probably the end-all, be-all. I don't know. I think I've been super lucky to actually meet the people that I super admire.
When you were in our hometown of St. Petersburg filming Spring Breakers, there was a news story that at a CVS, a high school kid came up to you and he asked you to sign a Get Well card for his girlfriend.
I did get that request. I was with Ashley Benson when we were recording, and he asked me to sign a Get Well card. His girlfriend was sick, so I wrote a nice little letter to her, and I hope that she got well. I think she liked my show, and I was super excited about that. So honestly, those little things, they don't bother me. I'm very thankful to be where I'm at, so it was fun.
And I have one last question for you, and it's an is it weird question. My boss made me roam the streets of South Beach today looking into different SUVs because he was positive that you were camping out in one of them before you came into the hotel. Is that strange? And if so, I would blame him for it.
I don't think that's strange.
Good.
I think I'm kind of used to it. But thank you.
I didn't do that.
No, that's 100%
okay, that's true. Fine, I get it.
Selena Gomez, thank you very much for the interview. Good luck with the album coming out this summer, and thanks for having us today.
Of course, I appreciate it. Thank you. Yay! Awesome.
I love you.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.